1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, I want to call your attention to for a very few moments. In my personal Bible study this week, you know how when you study and you look through things and just certain phrases catch your mind? This week, this caught my mind. It just reached out and I couldn't get it off my mind. And so I want to share it with you tonight. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Father, open your word to us. Open our hearts to receive your word. Speak to us, Lord. You, knowing every need that's present, glorify your name by answering every need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now the phrase, His own special people, that's the part that caught my eye. I've read that I don't know how many times this week. And you know, when you see phrases like that, or when I see phrases like that, I think, there's something there. There's something there. And initially, when you think His own special people, you think, I'm special. I'm special. But I'll tell you up front, that's really not what it means. It says, you are a chosen generation. Now, the first thing I want you to consider, ask you to consider, is the word you. It's not talking, that word you is not talking to the individual, it's talking to the group. It's plural. And, you know, around here we might say you all. You all are a chosen generation. And that word generation is a race, a nation, a group of people. And the thing that sticks out about that is that you, or we as a generation, a race of people, you say, how are we a race? We're born again believers of Jesus Christ, okay? That makes us a spiritual race. And we are a people who have been hand-picked by God. Not because we're special as an individual, but as a people, we are special. And you know the thing that makes us special? We have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. We believe, we trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And if you read the first part of this chapter, that's what all this is about. In the middle part of verse 6, it says, and he who believes on Him will by no means be put to shame. And verse 7 says, therefore to you who believe. So he's talking about the race, the chosen people of believers. Do you realize that God could have chosen any group of people that He wanted to choose? He could have chose Buddhists. He could have chose Muslims. He could have chosen, I got a frown from my wife because I was butchering English there. He could have chosen Washington Redskins fans, Dallas Cowboy fans. He could have chosen, my point is, he could have chosen anyone that he wanted to choose. But from the foundation of the world, he chose those who would place their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ and call upon Him for salvation. He goes on to say that you, or we, those who have placed their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ, are a royal priesthood. What do priests do? Priests minister to God. We're a holy nation, set apart by God Himself, His own special people. Now that word special, that's where it gets interesting, right? That word special, it means to acquire and preserve for one's own possession. Here's the picture, okay? Do you have something in your life that is very special to you? Some things that maybe you even treasure? That's the concept. That word special, as I said, it means to acquire or buy, purchase, and preserve it for your, for one's own possession. God looks at His believers, and He has acquired us through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are His personal treasure, if you will. Not because of, you know, not because I'm special as an individual or you're special as an individual, but because of what God has done through the salvation of Jesus Christ. We're special to God. You know, that's what we need to remember. Sometimes we don't feel very special to God. And quite frankly, we're not of ourselves. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are a peculiar treasure. Amen. That He places great value upon His people. I'm also reminded that this is not my life. He has purchased me. He has set me aside as His priest, as His holy nation. And He has set me aside for a special purpose. You have a mission in life. That you may proclaim the praises of Him. That word proclaim means to report widely. It's not just like you would tell me and I would tell you. It's more like broadcasting something. We are a holy people, a royal priesthood, a special people acquired by God. Why? So that we can broadcast to the world how great our God is. See, that's what the word praises mean. Now I want to ask you tonight. Is God great?
Amen.
Broadcast it. Tell everyone you know. You know, sometimes we forget to do that, don't we? We forget to live in the joy and the greatness of Almighty God. We forget to share what wonderful things. As a matter of fact, if there's one or two things wrong, we will focus on those one or two things. And I've got this problem and I've got that problem. But I want to tell you something. If you are a child of God, you have a future in store that God has prepared for you. That if you don't have anything else, you can proclaim His praise for the heavenly home prepared for you.
Amen.
We are special people. Not because of us, but because of the great God whom we serve. All right, let's stand.